Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Rock and roll
never forgives. Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS at 104.1 FM, KMOX. Well, Channel 2's in friggin' storm mode. I don't know what the hell Michael Calhoun's pretending he's doing.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be on the air right now.
Man.
It's storm mode.
Oh, the microphones sound different.
Yeah, they do. So we just got new microphones. And they're supposed to help us sound better and beefier and more robust. Everyone but Kevin, I think they gave him a microphone with no electronics.
They're trying to tamp him down.
Gave me the Mickey Mouse mic, yeah.
So let us know on the stream if it makes any difference at all. And it's interesting. We're not supposed to talk much about the ratings, but I don't care. and it's all digital. It's all bull crap. Whether we're number 10 or number 1, I've said that from the jump. All my 25 years, it's bull crap. But anyway, the way they measure them, there's a difference between the bumper music and my voice and Kevin's voice and Dave Murray on his system from Laguna Beach. And they got into Kevin's really high and Dave's really low. And then Rach, being female, will have a different timbre to her voice. And sometimes they don't show up for the ratings.
Right.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. In fact, there's been a tool, and I don't know if it's okay to use or not, but that music stations around the country have been accused of using.
Yeah.
That's some kind of tone. That's some kind of tone that plays in the background.
Yeah.
That always registers because it hits the right tone. Yeah. So there's.
Steve was telling me that there, until recently, they stopped doing it. But in New York, there was, I think, a sports station. It was definitely talk where they played a ticking sound.
Oh.
The entire time.
Oh, my God. That would drive me crazy.
Yeah. And then other places will play a music bed, like say that, like just bring up any song, Rach, and just kind of play it low. And they will do it for an entire show. So especially sports, which is like...
Right, right.
Just so they can get more in the ratings.
Right, because it's about how the technology reads the signal.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think... So we're doing a test right now. Like, as we speak, I'm sure Steve's looking at this. I think my voice isn't good. I think I remember hearing in the past when we would look into these things.
Oh, you mean good for this?
Good for this.
I gotcha.
Yes. I mean, remember, my voice is AI can't reproduce it. Craig Gass can't reproduce it. There's something weird about my voice, which isn't always good. So, but this brand new mic should fix it.
There we go.
Yeah.
Gotta get some auto-tune.
There you go. Auto-tune me. Auto-tune all this to sound like you.
That would be really bad.
Uh-huh.
Four people sounding the same.
Uh-huh. All sounding like Wheeler.
Oh, man.
I have a ruling specifically for Wheeler. A guy emailed me and said, and he's a super nice guy, totally normal guy, funny, but he was like, I need a ruling. I have two kids who play two different travel sports.
Okay.
And
I can see where this is
going. He says, the minute I get to Schaumburg or wherever we're going, I start rooting against my team so that we can go home early, so that we don't have to stay and play on Sunday. Am I a bad parent?
No, you're not a bad parent. not a bad parent. It's totally. I mean, listen, having been in I haven't been in the youth sports, like the travel sports for basketball or hockey. Football's a little different thing. It's more camps that you're traveling to rather than like football games.
Yeah.
But there are 7-on-7 things. Like every sport's different. Soccer has their own. I've only been in the baseball one, and it's a strange setup because of the amount of time committed, right? So, like as an example, I'm coaching this weekend. We have a couple of games Saturday morning, and that's all we know for the weekend. But we know there will be games on Sunday. We don't know how many there will be on Sunday. There's going to be one at least, maybe two, maybe three, maybe four, depending on the tournament, right? Sometimes, and it's all about whether you win on Sunday. So I see because when you're looking at it from a parent's commitment standpoint, right? And if you have two kids and they're both playing, because everything's on the weekends.
Yeah.
So if they're playing the same sport, you're going to hope that they're at the same facility, but usually they're not. And you got to balance what will probably be 6 to 10 games over 48 hours, maybe including Friday night, but then your Friday night's gone. So no, doesn't make you a bad parent, but keep this in mind. Winning and losing at those levels doesn't matter.
Well, he was saying, too, that he and his wife separate on weekends.
Yep, and they never see each other.
And they never see each other.
No, I can't even tell you how many. I mean, I know that we have some of the families that I've coached over the years that they listen every day. I guarantee you they experienced it, all of them, where mom's going one direction, dad's going another direction. On the rare times when they can all be in the same place, you know, they do that. But it's a massive commitment. And it's beyond that, too, because you know, like our program, we practice Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we have a league game on Wednesdays for now, and that'll go away, you know, in May. But then your Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays are just, you're at the mercy of whatever each week is.
Yeah.
So, no, it's a challenge. There's nothing, and I get what he's talking about. Like, you don't really want your kid's team to lose, but you do also want to have some time.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing, like, inherently wrong about it. And I do think, and by the way, that's a healthier view than sitting there losing your mind when your kid's team's not winning.
Yeah.
Because the wins and losses don't matter. I mean, ideally, you want more games so everybody gets more repetition, right? More innings, more at-bats, more games in the field. That's what matters. And really what matters most at the youth levels is practice. Like, that's what gets missed. And it's funny because use basketball as an example. In basketball, the summer, the AAU is set up and there's practices a little bit, but games are all the time, right? You're always traveling and playing games. In Europe, it's the opposite. They play one game a week, maybe, but they train 5 days a week.
Yeah.
And I think the training is more important than the games, but the games get an elevated, you know, place in the sport.
Yeah.
And look, I get it. I mean, but when your kid's 12, they're not learning how to win. You don't learn how to win at 12. You learn how to be a better player, and when you have more good players on the same team doing the right things, you win more games.
I learned how to lose at 12.
Yeah, so. And honestly, that's the more important lesson. Winning is easy. It's when you're getting your ass kicked that you learn something.
Word.
Yeah.
The stream is very active. Brian says that he realized yesterday that we do a no-buy goodbye. Not true, Brian.
That's not true. I wave at the camera and I
every
say
day.
Bye, stream.
Every day.
You can't hear me say it, but I say it.
Jacob asked if we read this. Yes, we do. So we used to be anti-camera. Not true. I used to be anti-camera.
Yeah, I love the camera.
I'm old and I don't like learning new tricks. And I feel like being watched is a separate job.
I gotcha.
And I believe in theater of the mind, but I've embraced it and it's nice. Nice to see, you know, the comments and be able to react to them. And Randy says, I love scrolling. And Dave catching my eye going back and forth and back and forth. Your hips must be in shape. I got the best hips in the radio business.
Yeah.
Hips don't lie.
Telling you, man, my legs are ripped. They're old man ripped.
If you had asked me before we started streaming the show on video, if people would be really, really concerned about whether or not we said goodbye to them, I would have said, that's ridiculous. That's absurd. No, these are grown adults watching this. They don't care if we'd say goodbye to them or not. But multiple people have been like, how come you don't say goodbye?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
Robert says, do you miss 97.1? Loaded question. I miss the people. I miss that era. That was my first 20 years.
Right, right.
And the DGS kind of built that station. I was very, very proud of it. Still am. On October 16th of this year, I will celebrate my 25th anniversary, as will 97.1. We went on the air the same day. Yeah, but, you know, you move on, right? It's like a relationship. It's like a marriage.
Yeah.
Things you miss and things you don't miss.
And your friends are literally right down the hall.
Yeah. Yeah. I go visit them, yeah. like, most every day.
Yeah.
Take Sue a burger.
Yeah. Good times. Yeah, you do that. You do that a lot.
Yeah.
When we get the Capital Burgers, you always run one over there.
Yes. She's my pal.
That's your buddy.
She's my buddy. We had a weird lunch today. We missed you. We went to Asian Arch.
You did, yeah. Yeah.
And I got a Diet Coke.
Okay.
And Andrew got a real Coke.
Yeah.
And Andrew suspected that they got switched.
Uh-huh.
So what he did was, what he meant to do was switch the sodas and say, taste this. What he did was very creepily take my straw, put it in his soda, and take his straw and put it in my soda and goes, now taste it. And I'm not going to lie. I felt a little intimidated. Like something bad's going on here. Like I've been kidnapped or something.
That's a flex.
So I did. And then I said, it's the same soda. And he's like, no, he goes, no, you're right. I think we both got that. I go, no, I'm drinking the same soda out of your straw.
Right. Right.
That's, I really did not realize what I did. I thought I
great,
switched
Andrew.
The sodas around. And so Dave is like staring at me and I'm like, he's annoyed that I switched his soda. Oh, sorry, Dave. Just try it now. It'll be diet this time. Because you had already said like, this is awfully spicy for a diet. And I tasted mine. And I was like, oh, this is definitely diet. And so I was like, I'm going to switch these out and show everybody. So I switched. And so Dave is like, okay, and takes a drink. And I was like,
it was very creepy.
And he goes, you didn't switch the sodas.
That's also like, you can't tell the difference.
What do you mean?
I'm not great at it.
No, you're not?
I'm not great at it.
But you drink both, though.
I do.
So I can see that, like, if you don't drink one or the other, like, I never drink regular Coke or anything like that. I would know instantly if it's...
Well, it's also, like, it's harder from a fountain because it's, like, sometimes you just get a lousy... Yeah.
No, that's true. You get a
sometimes
bad mix.
Sometimes it's flat or a bad mix or whatever.
If you give me a can of Coke and a can of Coke Zero, I can tell.
Yeah, there are times I can't tell when it comes to, like,
you can tell
stuff.
Between Zero and regular?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't at all.
Because regular's so much better.
Yeah, I mean, it's like doing Coke.
It's like a reward.
Wonderful.
It's like a reward.
Now, sometimes you get a diet and you're like, this tastes too good to be a diet.
Yeah.
Coke.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of the McDonald's Diet Coke. Theirs is better.
Randy says he misses Tony and Mark. I do too. The day they both said that they were leaving the show to retire and then went and did another job the next day. Yep. I really miss that about them. No, I miss both my boys. Talk to them quite often.
Hope the printing press is going well.
And they're both doing very well.
That's funny. Is that going to be like my move too?
It seems to be everyone's move with me.
Mark was on the next day.
Yeah.
He was on the evening shift on KG after leaving this show.
Yeah. Oh my God.
He left the show at 4 and he was on there at 7.
Which I don't get. Like, I have a lot of character flaws, but being mean to people leaving the show has never been one of them.
Like, hey guys, I'm doing something else.
Yeah.
That's
congratulations.
Cool. Yeah.
Go do it. Have your own show.
Just people don't like awkwardness, I guess, right?
I guess.
It's just that less awkward moment in person.
It wasn't like I wasn't going to hear him on Casey.
Right, right. You know? Sure, that's a good point.
Like, oh, that retirement lasted
the shocking
48 hours.
That sounds a lot like fun.
You're driving home the next day. You're like, what?
I still think about either you or Tony saying they have never peed on their leg in the urinal. Wow. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Then he says lies.
Lies.
I peed pretty much everywhere, but I don't think on my leg.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, sometimes, as men know, it's uncontrollable.
Well, there's also like...
It's like once a quarter.
The splash happens.
It just like goes crazy. And then all bets are off.
But even aside from that, there can be... splash.
There are variations.
Yeah.
Yes.
But not like, I don't know, maybe that's just how I'm thinking of it. Like, I don't think I've ever peed on my leg.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably gotten pee on the leg.
Mr. Perfect.
No, that's a different thing, I think.
Mr. Perfect never peed on himself.
Splashback is a lot different than the direct action.
Yeah, Randy says splatter.
Yeah, splatter is normal. Can't do anything about it.
The thing that sucks about using a public bathroom as a woman is some women hover over the toilet and some don't. And the hoverers will sometimes splatter urine onto the toilet seat, and then it's everyone else's problem.
Yeah, I learned about this recently. Somebody was complaining about there being pee on the seat in a women's restroom, and I'm like,
just like, ah.
So not sure that's possible, but no, that's what they said.
Are the, if you know, are the hoverers trying to avoid pee or just being where someone else's butt was?
I don't think they want to put their butt where other butts have been.
See, that's all I want to do.
Yeah, who doesn't want that?
Yeah.
Who cares?
That's the whole reason to sit down.
These gals are crazy.
It's literally a place made for butts.
Yeah,
literally.
It's a butt spot.
It's the butt zone.
Isn't that interesting?
Where we all go to put our butts where other butts have
been. Toilet seats are basically all the same, which means that at some point, some guy named Gary, like, cut it out and had Martha sit on it, and she's like, it's a little big, it's a little small.
So they switched, a couple years ago, I think Trish was still on the show, they switched the toilet seat of the big girl's bathroom here. The big girl's bathroom. The big girl's bathroom.
I was like, where's that?
I very rarely use that bathroom, but every time I do now, when I sit down, I'm like, whoa, this is different.
It's different?
This is a different type of seat.
What are you guys' thoughts on the what I call the grandmother seat, which is the one that's like cushioned? It's like got the cushion in it, and everybody's grandma had it.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
I don't
is that,
feel like that's super sanitary.
It creeps me out to sit on that.
I don't like how
I've
it's
not
like,
sat on one since I was a kid at my grandma's. And it, I was 10, and I immediately felt old.
Yeah.
Like you're just, especially when you're.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now my other one, the one I thought was my rich grandpa. Who I now know just had terrible credit, had an acrylic toilet seat with pennies in it.
Oh, sweet.
And that was one reason I thought he was so rich. He's like, this guy's literally pooping on money.
Yeah. They didn't have the seat part where you sit, but the lid had. They had the squishy seat, and then the lid had pennies. Mm. And I was like, we're all over the place
I'm pretty sure you sat on the pennies with this one.
Oh, very interesting.
Sad lover's rule.
I like that. I would have that now.
Boy, we're going long on this segment. Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen
my load. I've got 7 women. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. You know what I was thinking about this morning? I'm going to make people mad when I say this, but there are only like two of them, so I'm not that worried, and I think I can beat them up. Orchestras seem to continue to exist because we feel like we got to keep doing something that 2% of people enjoy and 98% of people pretend to once every 20 years, get dressed up and go to the symphony. I'm just being honest.
I don't know if that's factually correct.
Those numbers, okay, I made those numbers up, but I think they're pretty good. 2% love going to the symphony. Yeah. Oh, have you seen the new oboist? And then all the rest of us are like, ah, that sounds kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put on a suit and go. And the first couple of songs, movements, pieces, you're like, why don't I do this all the time? And then by the third tune, you're reminded why you don't do it because it's so friggin' boring. And you're like, we could go eat right now.
I mean, you described me. I'm just not sure on the percentages.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the exact same way, to
See?
Be fair.
Yeah. See?
But I also, Andrew? I didn't like...
Yeah, I will sometimes go to concerts of, like, music that I... Like, video game music. Like, they'll play the score of, like, a video game or something that I enjoy. And this is music that I listen to on, like, my own time. So I'm like, man, seeing this performed orchestrally is going
to
be wonderful.
You're listening to video music on your own time?
Yeah, sometimes. Some of that stuff's real good.
Like Super Mario and stuff?
No, more intricate than Super Mario, but I do. I will listen to some Super Mario.
You're gonna listen to the ding, ding,
ding, ding. Yeah, I mean it's pretty much in my head 24/7. But by the end of those, like songs I already know and I'm very familiar with and enjoy, I'm like, boy, you got a couple more of these still, don't you?
Yeah,
boy, you guys don't seem like you're winding down at all.
I mean, it seems like a scam's the wrong word.
So you think it's just like a mass like delusion, yes. Like we're all keeping it together for no reason.
And I'm sure there are many other things that people out there can think of that we all just got together and pretended we really liked.
Huh. Well, according to AI, Dave, 10 to 15% of Americans have a quote-unquote close or moderate relationship with classical music.
So I'm not that far off.
Not that far off.
Take a look at me. Come on, baby.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Our buddy Ricky Horton joins us. Hello, Rick.
Hey, good to be with everybody.
So a question for you, Rick. Road record, as you know, is abysmal, 2-12.
It is.
And my question for you is, in baseball in general, and in particular to the 2025 Cardinals, do we think of that as being a coincidence? Like, oh, we have a better record when the sun's shining as opposed to when it's cloudy. Or do we think, nope, there's something about being on the road that doesn't agree with these players?
Yeah, I think it's too early to say the latter, but I don't think I fully would say the first either. I think clearly you're going to have a home field advantage. That means something. Guys are, you know, sleeping in their own beds or they're home and they're in their normal routines, especially for young players. I think that's a thing. But honestly, I feel like you almost have to be a third of the way through the season before you kind of fully, you know, I mean, the Cardinals could lose 8 games in a row at home and they could win 8 games. I mean, I'm not saying that's going to happen,
right.
but I just think that drawing a conclusion, you know, you always have to be careful with baseball when you try to draw a conclusion mm-hmm. based on a snapshot of where you are at the moment. The snapshot after 12 games, we would say best offense in the National League, maybe the best offense in baseball. And we don't think that now, but you know, who knows what we'll think in 3 weeks or 4 weeks.
It is fascinating too, Rick, because and you're right, it's, you know, in April, it's just too random. It's not enough games to really measure it.
Yeah.
And there's a part of this that doesn't make sense, which tells me there's randomness to it rather than an explanation. And that is, typically, Bush is not favorable to hitters. But the Cardinals are killing it at home, and they've played in some good hitters' ballparks and not had numbers. When you kind of combine all of that, you're just like, we got to wait. We're gonna need another probably month's worth of games to see if there's anything we learn from this.
Yeah, so the game yesterday, I mean, there's an example of that in the game yesterday. And I feel like the best way to describe this Cardinal team is they're on the edge. I mean, their margin is so small that they make a mistake or if something doesn't go their way, you know, it's harder to win. I mean, you've got to do kind of everything right based on their youth. And, you know, it's not a high payroll team and they're building towards something. And all that's the fact that we all know. But, you know, if Mason Wynn's bunt is 3 feet further yesterday on a first and second situation, if he gets that bunt down, you know, he needed to bunt it more to the third baseman. And it was just a single play in the game. The next ball Lars Nootbaar hits drives in 2 runs and the Cardinals are leading 3-0 at the time. And maybe the game's different. And now, again, we could do, you know, coulda, shoulda, woulda, maybe all day long. But I do think that's kind of the edge that the Cardinals are on, where you can kind of point to a moment and go, oh, man, that kind of sunk you. A lot of close games the Cardinals are losing.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it.
So the way that we play this frustrating game of wringing our hands and who's going down to Memphis and it's JC because he needs this and Barrero is going to fill this spot. Is this something that every team does at this level, or do we seem to have a special heap in helping?
Well, that's a good question. You know, there are, let's say, just say there are segments of everybody's fan base that does this all the time. It's part of what makes baseball and the world go round and round. I mean, people love that. I mean, it's a game where it invites opinions and invites, you know, different opinions. And I think this guy should be here and this guy should be there. I mean, it's kind of part of fandom, I think. Now, in some cases, it gets a little meaner than it should be. And that's the part I particularly don't like. I don't like it at all. It's like, look, these are human beings. So let's, you know, be civil about it, which I would say, you know, we add that into politics and anything else you're talking about. But the point is, you know, every team has an element of that. I think we have more of it because we're in this kind of new territory in the Cardinal world. And it's not new because as if the Cardinals have never been through it. I mean, you can go back to the early 1900s. Now that's going way back. Or you can go back to the 70s or you can go back to the early 90s. I mean, you know, it's not like as if this never happened before. It's just not in recent memory.
You know, let me say one thing. I'm going to fall on my sword on this one because I am not only a baseball fan, a Cardinals fan. I do PM Drive on the Cardinals' flagship station, but I found myself recently being negatively emotional about Miles Michaelis.
Yeah.
For no reason. Because, first of all, he's not sucking. He's had some good outings. Second of all, he's probably a hell of a nice guy. But it is something in sports that you got to be careful, because that hobgoblin in your mind will take something, and next thing you know, you hate this guy, or I wish this guy would this or that. And it's just so kind of dumb.
Yeah, it's funny you said. I mean, it is. I mean, we get it though. We all get what you just said. You're just saying it out loud, which is so. Thanks for that, Dave. I mean, but we all get this sense of, and we all catch ourselves doing it. I might do it more in soccer and just like, oh, I can't stand that guy. It's like, wait a minute, I don't even know that guy. I mean, I mean, literally, it's dehumanizing, honestly. And you know, I just don't think it's honestly. It's actually to I always think of it as, you know, I'm not hurting, let me pick a player, LeBron James, who I don't happen to dislike, but let's say I didn't like him. It's not going to hurt LeBron James if I make a comment that I don't like him. I think that hurts me. It lessens me personally when I do that. So I feel like that's a lesson, you know, maybe a philosophical lesson for all fans to just kind of remember that guy might live next door to you. He might be your long lost cousin. I mean, they're people that, yes, sometimes they frustrate you because they don't play well, but that's not that doesn't mean we have to demean them personally. Just, you know, we don't like their performance.
Right. That's always been my line. Criticize the performance and not the person.
Yeah, right.
Right. Like when you're there, you don't get any pushback from anybody. I've never had anybody get mad at me because it's never about the person. It's always about what's happening, you know, what's measurable, what's happening on the field. And it gets to be, you know, like I think in reading all this, Rick, and you've been here longer than I have in the city. But I've been here for 18 years, and this particular brand of fan that is upset all the time is relatively new, and I think it's because these 3 years are different than the 20 years that came before. Because for 20 years, it was we're winning the division all the time, and we're the hated team in the division and all of that. But what we described is happening right now in Minnesota. It's happening right now in Baltimore, big time. I mean, the Orioles were supposed to be contenders. They're 11-17. They didn't make moves. So there are a lot of teams right now where that exact same dynamic is in play, and you just don't see it. So a lot of fans don't pay attention. They think it's only their team doing these things when really it's just a state of the game.
So true. It's like thinking your marriage is the only one
that's
this or that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think you know, clearly we can point to just that, you know, we can point to COVID's influence on that. We can point to social media's influence on it, and all that is part of it. But, you know, again, the fun of it, to me, the fun of baseball is not, you know, is Mason Wynn really trying, and boy, he didn't do a good job of, or boy, what's the matter with him? He didn't get that bunt down the right way. No, it's just the talk about the bunt itself. You know, what does a bunt that's 10 feet further do for the Cardinals in that situation? That's baseball. That's not demeaning Mason Wynn. Mason Wynn, I'm glad he's playing shortstop for the Cardinals every day. I mean, he's a great talent. Another good example to talk about is Ollie Marmol has been sharing with us and just how much it's hurting him on how close he is and how much he's rooting for Jordan Walker, who's been struggling offensively. This and his comment, he keeps saying it, this guy cares. Trust me, he's worked. He knows that he's having trouble with a slider down and away. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to say that. He knows it. Trust me, he's a big leaguer, but he's not performing. He's not hitting that pitch. He can't feel it, and he's off. But it's not a lack of trying and not a lot of effort or work. It's just not clicking for him.
I have a Dave question, if you guys don't mind. So I'm a little long in the tooth for this, but maybe 20 years ago, if I persuaded you to take me out on a Sunday afternoon and teach me to throw a curveball, by evening, would I be throwing a baby curveball, or do you have to be elite to make a ball move like that?
You would be just as likely to be asking me for Dr. Paletta's cell number so you can have surgery on your elbow. I think if we were throwing them all day, Dave, well, you know, I do think there's an anatomical, you know, value that some people have, kind of the way, honestly, the way your shoulder capsule rotates, the way there's people would do a long thing about how long your forearms are or how long your fingers are in terms of being able to throw certain pitches and a lot of studies on those things. So I would say it's hard to just kind of have anybody do it. I mean, certainly there'd be improvement, but you know, I wouldn't have you as my setup guy yet, quite Dave. But yes, there'd be improvement. I mean, certainly the coaching and the teaching makes people better. But I think that in some degrees, your anatomy kind of comes into
Wheels,
play.
Do you do curveballs in 14 and under?
Oh yeah. I mean, you can start at, you know, some of the studies that were done. James Andrews is one of the top elbow surgeons. They've did it. I don't remember how long ago it was that it really turns out it's not curveballs that are causing injuries. Or breaking balls. It's just too many max effort throws. And for kids, it means you pitch and you throw too many pitches and then you go play shortstop the next game. Or you catch a game and then you pitch the next game. Like, that's the wear and tear that's going to hurt a kid's arm.
And here's the other thing about that. When you say curveballs, there's a way that most people in their mind conceptually think you throw a curveball, which involves you having the palm of your hand come underneath the ball and kind of twisting it. and that's going to hurt your arm. I don't care who you are. Right, I don't care how strong you are. So throwing it right, as long as you're throwing it right, I would qualify, you know, that study from you know, Dr. Andrews is the qualification would be, are you throwing it with your fingers on top and then in front of the ball, or are you throwing it where you're twisting it? You know, twisting it works on doorknobs, but not on curveballs.
Cool. I love having all my questions
answered. And by the way, Ricky, you'd be telling Dave to switch to a slider because of his arm angle.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then good. And maybe you'd have the best one around. Hey, let's try it.
Thank you, Rick. All right, let's do it. But I guess you feel like you had this. Welcome back, DGS and KMOX. I need to call out the Cardinals for something.
Oh?
Cardinals corporate. They have a terrible television ad running right now, and it bothers me, and it bothers me as a marketer. It's stupid. So have you seen it, the one about, I wish everything was all-inclusive, like trying to sell their all-inclusive seats?
I don't think I've seen it.
And there's a lady who opens up her glove compartment, and there's steamed hot dogs. And then a lady has...
That's Andrew's dream.
Has nacho cheese coming out of her coffee maker. And then the one that gets me is this dude opens up his dryer at home, and it's full of cookies, and he starts eating them. I've never understood why when you're selling food, you make it unappealing. Like when... Raisin Nut Crunch or something years ago did the one where the guy had a broken jaw and he'd sucked it through a straw. It's so gross. Like, what? Now I don't want to eat your cereal, which before that I liked. And I just don't understand why people do marketing things like that. Like, now when I go to the Cardinals game and there's a chocolate chip cookie, I know it didn't come out of this white guy's dryer, but it feels like it might have. Does that make sense?
How have I not seen this?
I don't know. Maybe it's just on my TV.
I wonder if, no, but it wouldn't be. It should be, to, well, I don't know. I do it on Prime. Do you do it on?
I don't know what I have.
Okay.
There's a big box.
I mean, maybe it's just that button. I just, well, I'm a channel flipper, though. So when I hit commercials, I'm probably on another game, but
yeah,
could be.
Yeah, the cheese thing sounds gross. The cheese coming
it's
out of the
gross.
Coffee maker.
The steamed hot dogs. I'm becoming my mom. Because when I would watch Brady Bunch and the kids would put too much detergent when I tried to do the laundry.
And they had all the bubbles.
And they had all the bubbles. My mom was like, I can't watch this just knowing that someone has to clean this up. And I can't watch that commercial knowing that the lady's never going to get the hot dog stink out of her car. Hmm. Even though it's a commercial.
I don't like it when I'm watching a show and someone walks into a house and doesn't close the door behind them.
Hmm.
Like, who does that? Who just waltzes in and doesn't close the door? Leaving the door open for the general public? Makes no sense.
I've never seen this.
Oh, once you start looking for it, you'll notice it all the time.
Yep. Yep. I don't watch a lot of shows, so I miss stuff like that.
Casey says, I would not eat dryer cookies either. Thank you, Casey.
I would eat dryer cookies.
Would you?
Well, if they hadn't been spun around and smushed to bits.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you put a layer of cookies, I'm not insane.
Right.
And then you put another layer of cookies that haven't touched the dryer. I'm okay with that.
Oh, it's just touching the dryer?
It's just like if you take a cookie, I know it's been in my dryer. So, you know, like washing out the front of my jeans in the kitchen sink and then throw them in the dryer instead of washing them. So I don't want cookies from my dryer.
I got you.
Yeah. Yours might be fine.
Well, I say like that's normally the cleanest anything will ever be because it's coming right out of the washer.
Ooh, not mine.
Okay.
No.
Although they're the occasional fresher uppers, but those are typically clean.
Fresher
not
water.
Always, though. Like when you have a shirt that's wrinkly and you're like, I'll throw it in there for 5 minutes.
Oh, that's a religion to me.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Little squirt of cologne?
Oh?
Never
done that.
Yeah,
I have done the occasional Febreze.
Rachel's shaking her head at us. Is it such a boy thing?
Kind of, yeah.
What if it's a clean shirt?
No, the spray of cologne, I just know. Dave, that's probably not a clean shirt.
I don't spray. I don't have any cologne. I don't have any.
None.
I don't think so.
No cologne at all.
I mean, if there's a jar or if there is.
What if I bought you cologne? Are you just not a cologne guy?
Just not a cologne guy.
Hmm. What if it smelled like me?
Yeah, you have to think about that.
I'm going to get you a bottle of Adidas Moves.
What's that?
That was like the popular cologne when I was in like 7th and 8th grade.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I had one from way back in the day and I don't remember what it was.
Oh, I bet you do.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes there was like, I don't even remember who gave it to me or if I bought it or if, I don't know.
I've always I've been in the cologne. I remember I would put Old Spice in my bath when I was about 10 and it started hurting my pee-pee.
Oh.
So I had to stop doing that.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, you don't do that.
I used to use that stuff in like high school when you'd go out. And I just think I did it because everybody else did.
Yeah.
And
I have a long history
loser.
With cologne.
Okay.
Andrew, you a cologne guy?
Sometimes. I dabble.
What's your poison?
I have this Coach something or other that I've been enjoying.
Ooh.
I know. I received it as a gift. It's quite nice.
The purse company or the television show?
It smells like Craig T. Nelson. Yeah.
My cologne is Speed Stick.
Rach, how about you?
I like to wear cologne, perfume, what have you, but I haven't lately because I bought this fancy deodorant. It's called Salt and Stone.
Mm. Sounds fancy.
It smells really good.
Game of Thrones episode.
Yeah, and everyone in the comments on like the online place I bought it was like, I stopped wearing cologne. Mm. I get so many compliments on this. So I've kind of
does it keep you from sweating?
No, it's actually like not the greatest deodorant. Yeah. And on hot days, I'm the type of person I have to wear like clinical deodorant.
Yeah,
I'm
both,
serious
sister.
About it. So it's great for the winter. I'm gonna have to make the switch soon.
I'm not trying to be funny. I have a powerful mind, but only for the negative. Like I could make my armpits pit out right now just thinking about it. If I'm in a situation like I'm hosting an event or something, and it would be really bad if I pitted out, I can make myself pit out right this second. But just, it doesn't work the opposite.
Just by stressing about it.
Yeah, I can't think like, I'm going to bench press, I'm going to max, and I'm going to... No. But if I'm going to bench press and max, I can make myself fail. Does that make any sense?
Well, yeah, you get it.
And you can just not
head.
Try on the bench press thing.
Yeah, but like beyond that.
I get you.
Like I can make physical things happen.
That's, yeah.
But only the negative.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's
right now I'm trying not to make myself pit out. Because something in my brain goes, he said pit out.
Dude, I can tell you right now, if I was just wearing, you're not wearing much. You're just wearing like a t-shirt and a hoodie. Yeah, a hoodie with a zipper.
Yeah.
I would be pitted out immediately if I had that on in here for 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, not even a chance. I mean, t-shirts are already...
Even during wintertime?
Depends on the room. Like when it's freezing in here, no, but yeah, it's not. At home, I almost never have hoodies or sweatshirts or anything on unless it's absolutely freezing outside.
Kind of the opposite.
Yeah.
Again, turning into my mom. Cold all the time. Don't want to eat dryer cookies.
I bet there aren't very many people that have had a dryer cookie.
Maybe none.
Yeah, probably none.
Probably none.
That's probably a zero.
What but if you turn the dryer on, and now it's just like one big cookie?
No, it's now it's just crumbs.
It's a bridge too far?
It's just crumbs. You can't eat crumbs like that.